Anti-establishment GOP candidates fall short in Mississippi elections. By Kyle Morris on August 14, 2019. After much preparation, the Republican primary elections in Mississippi proved to be difficult for many pro-Trump and anti-establishment candidates. The Mississippi governor's race featured a crowded field of 8 Democrats, which quickly changed after Attorney General Jim Hood, the only Democrat who holds statewide office, proved victorious with more than 68% of the total vote and 196,691 votes in the primary election. Of the 3 Republicans who had their eyes on the party's nomination for governor in Mississippi, only 2 remain. State Representative Robert Foster failed to defeat retired longtime state Supreme Court Chief Justice Bill Waller Jr. and the state's Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves. According to results from the Republican primary election for governor, Reeves received 182,143 votes, 48.9%, Waller received 124,288 votes, 33.4%, and Foster received 66,441 votes, 17.8%. With both Reeves and Waller failing to garner more than 50% of the total vote, they will head into a runoff election, which will take place in a few weeks. Originally, there were 3 Republicans in the race for Attorney General of Mississippi, which included State Representative Mark Baker, State Treasurer Lynn Fitch, and lawyer Andy Taggart. Mark Baker, who has served as a state representative in Mississippi since 2003 and was endorsed by the NRA with an A+ rating, fell short in outranking his opponents at the polls and forced Fitch and Taggart into a runoff. In the Republican primary election for Attorney General, which occurred on August 6, Fitch received 160,551 votes, 44.3%, Taggart received 103,643 votes, 28.6%, and Baker received 98,397 votes, 27.1%. In the MSGOP primary election for AG on August 6, the establishment candidate, backed by big liberal trial lawyers' money, finished first. The true Trump conservative candidate did not move onto the runoff, Mississippi business and political consultant Billy Bova told Breitbart News. Apparently the Haley-Barbour Thad Cochran machine is alive and well. Both Taggart and Fitch will go head-to-head in a runoff election on August 27, 2019, in an attempt to defeat uncontested Democrat candidate Jennifer Collins, who served in the U.S. Army and reached the rank of colonel. Bova added, the primary runoff for Mississippi AG on the Republican side will be August 27. The only choice for any Trump conservative left now is to vote for Andy Taggart, not Fitch. The runoff election for the Mississippi Attorney General race will occur on August 27, 2019. The general election will occur on November 5, 2019. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.